here at home for the holidays. And thank you so much, everyone out there, for joining us tonight. We are going to have an absolutely fabulous show. And I do want to welcome not only the listeners of the Rochelle Sparrow Psychic Connection and A Link to Heaven, but also the listeners from Bufo Radio out there in Burlington.
Yes, yes. Thank you for joining us. This is going to be a fantastic show. You know that, eh?
Hey, I do know that. We're already getting our callers in.
Yeah.
But before we start, maybe you could share with the audience a bit about what you do, and then I'm going to do the same.
Oh, sure. I am a sensitive, I like to call, and you can have, in other words, of a medium or a psychic or an intuitional individual. I read people, past lives, dream interpretations. We get into predictions, as we are tonight, right? It's going to be a fantastic show about predictions for Christmas and New Year's that is coming up. We are also, we can talk about readings or what's going on in your life now. We're going to be taking people's questions from the internet. We're going to take you from the phone. We're going to make this show from people all over the world. We have right now, we have a lady by the name of Terry in Ottawa. She's posting a question. We're going to have so many people. It's going to be fantastic. I am an author. I have several books that one is out right now currently, and two more will be out very shortly. They're going to be available all through the United States at Barnes & Noble, and in Canada through Indigo Chapters. Now, let's hear about it.
What? Thank you, Robbie. What I am is a psychic trance channel, and I'm also a trained therapist. But what that means is that basically I receive balls of light, and these balls of light in a conscious trance turn into a word that I actually hear from my three guides. I have three guides, Akbar, Celestial Waters, and Thunder Sky, and they work together to help me read your energy as well as give me energies about you. So what they do is they give me information to give to you about your most optimum energy to have. So it's kind of an interesting situation because it's a prediction at the same time that they're giving you the most optimum energy to follow. So if you follow that most optimum energy, then of course the prediction comes true. So that's what they're doing up there in the astral world. They're connecting with your aura or your etheric field to see how you are doing for your well-being. And they focus primarily on your emotional well-being as well as your physical well-being, past lives, all sorts of information from the other side. People come in and speak to you. Possibly I'll have some ancestors popping in. And all sorts of information comes in. It can be a very interesting learning experience for me as well. So I really, really appreciate all of you calling in this evening. I am also the author of JFK is Still Alive, and I host the Rochelle Sparrow Psychic Connection, which is running right now together with Robbie Thomas, which is just fabulous.
Yes, I'm so excited. This is one heck of a night. This is really going to be something, you know. And you speak about relatives coming through and joining us for the Christmas holidays and what have you. That is fantastic. You know, it'd be even better if they brought some turkey with them or something, wouldn't it?
Cranberry sauce. Gotta have cranberry sauce.
Don't forget the cranberries.
I just want to give people the number, too.
Sure.
It's 1-888-268-4313 or 281-419-7697 for international calls, or please join us on the live chat room at www.bbsradio.com. And I also want to thank, and I'm sure that Robbie, you want to thank too, Don Newsom, our producer, who is just so wonderful.
Most definitely.
Yes, and just God bless him for all the work that he does and bringing the light workers and the energy to the audience, which is you. So thank you so much for joining us, and Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, tonight, folks, it's going to be one heck of a show. Like I said, what we're going to do is I'm going to give you a year breakdown in review of what's going to happen for the year 2006. Things
cool.
That, common events that are going to come up. Pretty interesting, eh?
Yeah, very. I can't wait to hear it myself.
Yes, there's a lot of good stuff. And, of course, you know, we do have bad stuff that comes up, but we deal with it as it comes.
Phone call. All right.
Yes. Merry Christmas.
Hello.
How are you?
Rochelle?
Yes.
It's Terry Radford from Ottawa.
Hi, Terry. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I found out about this show, Robbie, from Rochelle, because I had been emailing her because I just came back from Sedona. I was hoping to stop and see her on the way through Phoenix, but that didn't happen, but we connected tonight.
Very cool.
Good.
Very cool.
So I sent my question through the chat room first, and then I figured I'd try the line.
Okay.
And it's a standard question, you know, soul's purpose and things like that.
Okay. So what we can do, how's this sound, Robbie? How about we work together?
Okay.
Yeah. What I'll do is I'll just channel in whatever I get, and then whatever you get that may be different, you can talk about that, too. How's that work?
That sounds fantastic. Are you okay for that, Terry?
Oh, yes, I'm fine. Thank you very much.
Okay. See, you get the double special tonight.
The double whammy.
The double whammy. Okay, let's see what they have to say.
Okay.
Okay, she is incorrect to doubt her skill as an artist and that she has great capability more than she's allowed herself to develop. Over the last year, there has been a creative push, and it feels like something to do with book and writing. And there has been, and it feels like the energy of God is actually moving in as they're giving me the energy of the book.
Okay.
And that you have great ability and skill to forward self. It felt like meditation energy and to move in the direction that you know you must do now. The other thing that I want to add, when this information comes through, folks, I'm never quite sure if it's past, present, or future, just to let you know. And that she now is at a crossroads of divining her own ability as far as what she wants to do. Artistic energy is coming in again. And it feels like something to do with hands. And that she now making something. And that she now makes her own divinity by understanding self. It felt like very distant. It felt like massage energy came in. And that she has the right and purpose to create more. It feels like, okay, it felt like massage energy came in, but it also felt like creative energy came in to make more with her creative ability than she has previously. It feels like there's an opening present now so that she is much more aware that she must move in the direction. Okay, thank you, guys. So what they're saying is that there's a push here, and it feels like there's momentum and a push, and that she's much more aware that the push to present herself. Okay, this feels like forwarding and presenting and having people know about your artistic abilities to the public is to create. Okay, the knowing. Okay, thank you. That she must give out to other people to help them realize themselves. Okay, this feels like with that sentence, the book energy was present. So that, okay, thank you. Biography. And that, okay, thank you. Okay, childhood, and then I got abuse energy was present. And that she's now coming to terms much more quickly and with certainty about it's like past events that were unclear to her. Feels like emotionally. Feels like father energy came in. I'm picking up, it feels like 1987, and that she has, it felt like grave seriousness about her own psychological, it felt like development, and that She is moving into an area and an arena that is understood by herself. Okay, incompletion. It feels like something, thank you, Father Energy came in. It feels like something is coming to a closure or an ending. So something is getting closed here. And that she is now willing, it feels like, to understand her own being self to a point, to completion, to a point of completion. So that opportunities are now, okay, moving towards her. But it also feels like from her in terms of her own momentum to move towards more completion for herself. Okay, in terms of her life purpose. Okay, when they said move towards more completion for herself, the energy that they gave me was in total or in completion or using the whole self, recognizing the whole self, putting the whole self forward so that she doesn't feel, it feels like bereft about, or angst, which is a type of grief, about any shortened opportunities, okay, thank you, that are creative, that are not explored. Okay, thank you. Felt like husband energy came in. Feels like exploration. Felt like adventure energy. It felt like trips are being planned, trips, and that there is more to come, okay, regarding relationship energetically that will move towards completion so that you are on the correct path. As of currently, you're questioning, it felt like doubt is no longer precipitatory or precipitating any reality that is currently being displayed. In other words, what's happening in your life is not in match, okay, to the reality of what she knows she is completing within her. Okay, they're talking about the doubt here. So that all is going to come to pass in alignment. In other words, you don't have any external evidence that supports or gives credence to any doubt on the inside. And that as you move into, okay, now they're moving into next year. Okay, 2006, 2007, 2008. Okay, 2009, 10. Okay, thank you, 11. Okay, they keep going. You will continue to develop yourself in a much more serious way. Feels like you're going to take yourself a lot more seriously in exploring what you know to be your creative side and willingness to take your own being seriously will develop. I got God energy again. Will develop into, it felt like, meditation book. So now is the time to know the truth about the reality, about your own being self, your created, gifted lady who has great doubt about nothing, and that the doubts are to be dismissed as such, meaning as nothing. Okay. Robbie?
Thank you, Rochelle.
Oh, well, you're welcome, Terry.
Very good. Very good. Very good. Hello, Terry.
Hi.
Well, you know, I'm just going to add, I can actually say just as much as what she said. It was just perfect. It was exactly what I was picking up, and I'm glad she pointed out a few things. Review in writings, because she was talking about that, and I was writing down things. And review in writings. Reading materials, like doing a lot of research in the demographics of, I get faiths, and I see the different faiths and virtues of them. I find that you're charismatic in this area. There's talking sessions or lecturing in the arts, or like what Rochelle was speaking of, the art in you coming out and shining forth. This is going to be a big play here coming up in the next year. There was something about the last 2 years were not very beneficial. The last 2 years were struggle and trying to find the right connection to where you want to be. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, something I get along this as well is that there's a little bit of forgiveness you want to seek or to acknowledge yourself, giving much more like a personal goal, that feeling of completeness. Because in the last 2 years, you want to switch. This year is going to be much more personal.
That's a good way to put it, Robbie.
Yeah. It's more personal. It's more objective that way. I get something about two males. There's something about two males about worry. And now the worry, it takes over so much. Then again, we go right back to the personal side of becoming yourself, finding, looking within. This is good because all the guidance that you're going to give or that you're going to work on, it's also going to reflect in the persona of yourself. You're going to grow this way and you're going to learn. This is going to be a good new beginnings, soulful beginnings for yourself. And this is what's going to happen from this time coming up here very shortly for the whole year. You're going to see a steady step ladder, a steady incline of all this for yourself. It's going to be all personal growth. And this is what you're after. You want that that solace, that reprieve from everything else that's been laying on your burden on your shoulders for the last 2 years, everything that's coming forward. You're going to find all this within this year here.
Perfect.
God bless you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you both, and thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, Terry.
Have a great evening, okay? And I'll keep on listening.
Okay, thank you, Terry.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye now. That was nice.
That was cool. We work well together.
Yeah, that was fabulous. You know, it's amazing, you know, and you can pick it up from the person's, their voice and, you know, the aura around them. You can just feel it. It's a wonderful thing.
It's very, very cool.
Yes. It's amazing. We got, some nice friends in the chat room. We got Mary Sutherland.
We do. She's awesome. God bless her. Hi,
yeah.
Mary. I love you, Mary.
And we got a lady by the name of Julia.
Very
and
cool.
We still have Mary. Oh, have another call.
Cool. How about you take this one first, Robbie?
Okay. Merry Christmas.
Hello.
How are you?
Susan. Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you. Got all your presents all bought?
What?
You have all your shopping done?
Yes.
That's
thank
good.
Goodness. Yes, I
no
do.
No doubt. Do you have a question for us?
Yes. I have a question concerning just physical, what you feel for me, physical and in the area of healing and anything career-wise.
Okay. Yeah, when you're talking, I feel like my stomach's in knots.
Okay.
And I feel like I get, you're under a lot of stress. And your stomach, there's something wrong with your GI tract, your stomach. Have you had that checked?
That's kind of what I think is wrong, too.
Okay.
But,
have you actually gone to the doctor and said, you know, I'm having this problem, it's, how can I describe it? It's like a burning in your pit of your stomach. You get very all upset in your stomach area. It's very, you would need something to coat your stomach because you do have upset stomach a lot, don't you not?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so this is where I'm getting. It's in like the pit of your stomach. There's a lot of stress. Have you thought of this? Writing down on paper whatever bothers you. And looking at it and actually reading it back to yourself just for that moment, be it a point or two, and looking at it and saying, yeah, you know, I can get over this. If I can write it out and get rid of my fear and offer it up to the universe, I can get rid of it. Then you take it, you tear it up, and you just love yourself. There's certain things we take every day, but we keep, as humans, we add more to our plate all the time. So there we render ourselves not complete because we just put a whole massive pile, we'll call it junk, on our plate. And so, therefore, we need to take a little bit at a time and expose it and get rid of it. This year for you coming up, what I see is there's going to be change. You've been wanting this change, and feel that there's change in a relationship. We've been looking for this type of change with the, in a relationship for a while. The relationship is going to be a one that good. Somebody's eyes are going to be opened up and they're going to realize. And it'd be like, oh, you know, I've made the mistake and I'm sorry. Like, there's going to be that type of healing. This falls right in line with the upsetness you get. And it just feels like, I feel like I'm being pulled all the time. Like, one way. It always has to be one way. Is this correct?
Mm-hmm.
I feel that maybe it's time for me to be heard and me to be understood rather than just seen. You know, there's a greater purpose for people when they give 50-50. And there's going to be, again, I'm going to say February. I'm looking at the end of February. There's going to be a drastic change. So you'll see that come for you. You're going to be feeling much better about yourself. You're also going to be feel much better about the relationship within this individual. Also, I don't know if you have planned with this individual, but there is a trip coming. There's like a connection of a trip coming, and I feel it like around in the March area. I don't know if this is the March break area or there's been talk about doing this at one time, but there is something coming up in that March area, and there's a trip involved.
Okay. Cool. All right. I just want to, before I answer or add to Robbie's,
yes.
I just want to give out that toll-free number again. It's 1-888-268-4313 or 281-419-7697 for international calls, or you could join us in the live chat room at www.bbsradio.com. And let's see. Okay. She is correct in that she has grave concerns for health issues. It feels like it's tied up with financial energy. I'm getting financial energy here. And that, okay, financial concerns prevent her from checking in to the degree that she knows, okay, thank you, that she must. It's been a long-standing problem. And that there has been difficulty, it feels like, with motivation or motivating self to take care of self. And I'm sorry to say this, but it feels like there's depression related to the health issue. So that now what we are suggesting here is that she begin to look at the emotional aspects. Okay, thank you. Yeah, okay. Huh. Okay, they're going to have to slow that down. It felt like 2 to 3 energies here present, meaning people. Okay, female energy, and they feel real distant. Okay, relatives I got. Thank you. Okay, family members who are not in support of her being. Oh, that caused her conflict, that she has great difficulty, it feels like, relating to, and that they relate in strong, domineering way. Okay, this upsets her. So, okay, thank you. So this is what's difficult for her to digest, and that she is now coming into, it feels like terms of value for her own being self, so that now she's beginning to witness, okay, thank you, observe what she needs to observe for self. Okay, thank you. I understand. What they're saying is you're beginning to witness the physical aspects so that you can learn to take care of yourself. You can observe the physical aspects of your own being self so that you could witness the emotional aspects, of, as Robbie was pointing out, and dissolve the emotional aspects to a place of balance, so that you are no longer taking in the upset to be undigested. And I'm sorry to say this, but it feels like there's something that's being regurgitated or thrown up here, in that she's having difficulty with understanding. Okay, thank you. Okay, some of this information I'm just going to let my listeners know. I'm not going to dive into publicly here because some of these some of this information can be very sensitive for public viewing. So to keep people's privacy, I'm going to be filtering the information that does come through so that there is a great deal of on what I'm going to say in respect to what I just said, unresolved. And it feels like general, for to use the general term of abuse issues, father energy came in, and there's also something to do, it felt like, with alcohol here. There's some kind of substance there. And that now she's beginning to witness that she needs to confront her own issues. But there's also divinity energy coming through here that's coming in very strongly, in that she has great love and concern for the divine within her own self that will help filter what's needed to be filtered from another. Okay, what do you, can you clarify that for me? In that she will understand what is hers alone. Okay, thank you. Hers alone in terms of her responsibility to heal. Okay, instead of taking on another's blame. Okay, father energy came in with that. And that she will begin to digest her own being's energy instead of another. This is all the conflictual energy that they were talking about, conflict, and therefore heal. So she is correct. Okay, thank you. To continue to observe and look at the physical aspects of what and why is occurring. Okay. She's correct to observe the physical aspects so she can delve into the emotional aspects of why something is occurring so that she can look at it to heal it. And God bless you so much.
Thank you so much.
God bless you.
Thank you.
And Merry Christmas to you.
And Merry Christmas.
Thank you, thank you.
Wow, that was beautiful.
Why, thank you, and thank you for you, Robbie. You're beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Now my head's getting big. Now we're going to have to pop my head. No,
you owe me a slice of pizza for that.
Yeah. You know, that's really good, you know. Christmas time is all about sharing. It's all about giving. It's not about taking. It's about taking a moment and giving it to another person. It's beautiful. And I'm so happy that we can do this tonight for everybody who's listening. This is going to be just fantastic.
It is. It's a wonderful thing to have everybody out there joining hands with us, so to speak, so that we could all join our energies together. God bless us. Hello.
Merry Christmas.
Hello, Robbie.
Hello.
Hello. My name is Annette.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing okay, and how about yourself?
I'm doing fantastic, thank you very much.
Good.
And how's your Christmas going?
Not so good. That's why I was calling in to see if maybe y'all have some good news for me here.
Okay, okay. You know, the new year, you've been really hoping for something to happen and change this year. It just seems your plans are going to be coming true right after Christmas here. There's something about in January. And there's also the month of February belongs to somebody close to you. But it just seems to fall and you're going to go, wow, this is so coincidental. It's just like, how did it happen so close and so conveniently? That's how I see it. It's coming through that way. Also, I feel a mother figure. I feel like a mother figure. Was there something close to Christmas in the past? Because I feel like I'm going back and I feel like really saddened because this is just not personal, your personal endeavors. This is about also somebody you lost. I feel like it's around Christmas time and this month is very heavy. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Uh-huh.
And you know, I feel like I'm very, very heavy and in the heart. And I just feel, okay, when is it going to stop, right?
Right.
Right. Coming this, and I want you to check back with me. I want you to write into me and say, Rob, you were right, because I know it's right. I know it's coming. I can see it. right after Christmas here in the new year, things are going to change for you. You're going to go get a whole new perspective. You're going to start to love you more than you have. It's not your fault. It's just we falter at times. We feel displaced. We don't actually lose faith. We just get displaced. And this is all going to fall in line for you. And there's going to be something that's, how can I say, you keeping vigil, it ain't going to happen anymore. It's going to slip your mind, and you're going to go, oh my gosh, I forgot. And that's going to show you the turn, that you're feeling much better inside, and you're growing stronger. It's the letting go that's really hurting, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, it's going to happen. And you're going to go, oh my goodness, oh my goodness, and it's going to happen. You got a fantastic year coming. You really do. Bookmark this now. And,
okay.
And I want you to really, really look at this. This coming January, February, it's like a connection there. And it's just going to take right off for you. You go, oh my gosh, this is just unbelievable. It's all for you. You have that person watching over you. You have sensed them, and they're around you. When you talk to them, and you think, oh, I wonder if they're hearing you, they're hearing you. So, you know, don't stop giving love because you're getting it back. I always say you're sending postcards and you're getting the memories, and that's the love. So you're getting it. God bless you. Merry Christmas to you. You have a fantastic year coming, and you got a lot of growth in your heart, and it's all going to be for you.
Thank you, Robbie.
You're welcome. Rochelle, do you have anything for her?
Yeah. What I wanted to share, just as an educational point for all of us, that we are all in our own process, and there's no blame here. This is a learning planet.
It is.
So here we are, and we're learning about ourselves and our own process, and it's a continual process. And God bless us, because here we are, and it's whatever we need to learn is going to crop up for us. So there is no blame here. It's immaterial to the source to have blame ourselves, because if we did that, if we took on that type of emotion, that would actually stunt our growth. It doesn't permit the source to grow along with us. So keep in mind, this is a learning planet. It's all about continuing to learn, to have unconditional, acceptable love for ourselves and other people and the world around us and the universe around us as well, to keep us moving forward in our path. So let's see what the guides have to say here.
Okay.
Okay. And this we are going to backtrack, in that she needs to take a look at, it felt like, responsibility or the energy of responsibility in this particular way, that there is no blame, is correct. However, there is responsibility in terms of adjusting her own view is correct, as Robbie was pointing out. So that now is the time to reassess, to reconsider what needs to be left and what needs to be forwarded into the new year. Along with this, they're giving me the energy of this is a clearing time for you, a time to reassess what is no longer needed. I got husband energy came in clear. Okay, thank you. And that, okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. Okay, huh. All right, thank you. It felt like there was some conflict there, and then there was an absence. And that there is a need now to consider what is needed. Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. Okay. Separation, divorce. There's a lot of conflicting energies coming in here at once. And that now is the time to begin to take a look. Okay, thank you. I understand what they're trying to say. As to what you need from the inside out for you, not based on anyone or anything but you, including family, it felt like, so that you can begin to assess or reassess what is needed for self. Okay. Okay, thank you. There's been a neglect of self by self, and that is no longer acceptable to your being by your being, because your being is calling out for your being to accept yourself with greater, okay, it felt like anticipation, love, and action, so that now you are moving forward with anticipation to what can come up for you in terms of, what is that, goals? Hold on just a second. Okay, thank you. With the energy, okay, I understand, with the energy of expectation, so that now you're moving into the life you create that you expect to happen, that is nurturing for yourself to have happen, without depending to a degree upon another to make it happen for you. So this is a time of, of independence and interdependence, and evaluating what is needed to become more independent in the way that you want to be, so that you forward yourself into the life, this is, of course, is 2006 keeps coming in, that you want to have happen for self. So this is the time for you to evaluate exactly what you need for yourself, only for yourself, not based on anyone else's opinions, suggestions, determined efforts to make noise, is what they're saying, about what they think you need for yourself. Thank you.
Thank you, Rochelle.
You are very welcome.
God bless you, hon.
God bless you, too.
And Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to both of you.
Thank you very much.
Merry Christmas to you all.
You know, Rochelle?
Yes.
Before we take a break here, I want to go over I want to go over one of the year's predictions that are coming up for year 2006.
Cool. I can't wait to hear it, Robbie.
Okay. We all know about the royal family.
Yeah.
Okay. And this came to me last year. I actually predicted... Oh, we have another caller coming in. Okay. Well, right after this caller, we'll...
You were just about to say it.
Yes, yes. Would you like to stay and hear it?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey,
how
Robbie.
Are you?
Fine. How about you?
I'm not bad at all, thank you. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas back.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So what would you like to hear? A prediction for your life that's coming up for the year? Or would you have a question specific?
A dream that I had.
Okay, can you shoot
perhaps a prediction?
Cool.
Okay.
I had a dream about 3 nights ago about werewolves. In my dream, I was in this little village that I usually visit in most of my dreams. And I decided to take a walk out in the field under the full moon night. And I looked up in the sky, and on each side of the moon was a wolf's head on each side in the shape of clouds. And it was a clear night. And I walked down to this little cabin. In this little cabin, I talked to some people in there. There was a couple men and a woman. And one was a werewolf. And they seemed startled to see me. And I decided to go back to the village as quickly as possible. They started chasing me. And I went to talk to Sheriff. And I told him what's going on. And he told me he'd give me a ride on out of there. Well, I got in the van. They shot out the right side window. And the back side windows were the color of blue. They started chasing us. We tried to stay behind their car, but they managed to get around, and they came to the back of the van, and they shot some kind of trank into me, which they tried to turn me into a werewolf. I'm like, well, okay, this is weird. And that's about the time I woke up.
Okay, okay. I'm just writing as we were speaking here. Now.
Okay.
What I pick up from here is this. I feel I'm confined. I feel I'm being projected in a certain way where I feel I'm confined. Now, something at this time is bothering you. There's something that is unfinished resolve that you really didn't get a good feeling about in the last, I would say, 2-3 months here. Now, there's certain people that are close to you that you feel, there's some you feel comfortable with, there's some you don't. You feel that there's an influence, or somebody's trying to influence, having a certain type of, I want to say the word, like personal attachment to you, and trying to sway. I feel that there's people that are trying to not make you feel who you are. And
okay.
Although you're very strong and very, very individualized, and you have your beliefs, there's certain people that are still trying, and they kind of, I feel like they're close, but they're on the outside. You know what I mean? They're on the outside
right.
looking in.
Right.
You're not going to change certain people, and most certainly they're not going to change you.
Right.
You stay steadfast. You stay to who you are. You be real in this life as you are. You are a very, very beautiful individual inside. It's not your fault. There's no fault here at all. It's their own problem they can't
okay.
accept. Does that sound proper?
Yeah, it sounds like my oldest daughter. She's always trying to change me or doesn't believe anything I tell her and such.
Right. The
her
life,
and her father both.
Right, right. So the road in life is a hard one to travel. When you try to look in somebody else's path, you got to
right.
look straight ahead and stay steadfast. That person, your daughter,
mm-hmm.
will fall and have to learn to get up on her own 2 feet and learn life as it is. People can't jump into other people's lives when they don't know how to control their own. People have to stay in their own path to learn life's lessons. Her time is coming. She'll realize as she gets older, it's a progression. And when she sees this, she's going to say, Mom, I don't know what was going on with me, but you know what? I love you. You were right. Why do I have to try to invade or sway you or try to change you for your beliefs? That's not happening. She's
right.
going to learn, and it's all going to be good. It's just time. Children are children. We are all children. We still grow throughout our life. You know, there's mistakes I make at this level of my life, and there's going to be mistakes that she's going to make at certain levels all the way through her life. You're a good mom. You stay steadfast. You know, stay to your beliefs. God
okay.
bless you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Let's see. Would you like to hear what the guys have to say?
Sure.
Okay, let's see.
Yes, please.
She is continuing to process a degree, it felt like, of infiltration of male energy. Okay. Okay, thank you. It felt like, okay, male individual energy that no longer fits for being, okay, aggressive energy that she is now trying to, it feels like, integrate and to know more about in a healthy manner. Okay, so they're talking about male aggressive energy that you're changing your relationship to more healthy energy
right.
so that she can begin to process and assert these particular male energies, which can be aggressive in nature, so that she will no longer push away certain individuals. This is the male energy that's within us all. We all have male and female energy in us. So she no longer pushes away certain individuals who are close to her. Okay, like Robbie was saying, and you were saying the daughter energy.
Yeah.
And that she begins to recognize and realize that the intimacy within her needs to become more, I want to say, it feels like compliant, but along with that energy, more flexible.
Okay.
So that, hello.
I'm sorry, I have children.
Oh, that's
anyways.
Okay. So that she begins to become more aware that she is a more flexible person. Okay, this is softening up the male energy within you to a more softer and gentler place, so that the energy can subside this is the male aggressive energy they're talking about, subside into a place or an arena of more comfort for herself and with another. Okay, it's attacking because sometimes there are thoughts, and I'm sorry to say this, thoughts and energies that attack self. Okay, this is from that arena of male aggressive energy. Okay, negative self-talk, that kind of energies that come in that are, can be attacking towards the self, that she no longer wishes to have occur for herself. So this is the good news.
Right.
And that is why this dream continues to repeat, because the energies are showing her what needs to be noticed to become changed, to become more of a softer, gentler place within her. Okay, this is the male attacking energy within her, negative self-talk or negative energies that kind of like need to be changed to more loving towards herself, so that she no longer pushes away individuals as well who she believes are attacking her, when of course they have their own set of ideas. Okay, thank you. What was that? Okay, thank you. Ideas. Okay, thoughts, ideas, and other expectations about who and what and why she is.
All right.
So that she can voice her opinion of who she is with love and assertiveness without pushing them away, which is what she does.
Right.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Take care.
God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well, that was good.
That was
fantastic.
That was good. And you know, it is so important, and I'm glad that you bring that up, to remember to take this information and use it to help yourself move towards the place that you want to be, to help yourself in terms of your own fulfillment and your relationships with other people in a very loving way.
Yes.
And not to blame yourself for the instances of whatever is occurring within ourselves emotionally, because God knows, I mean, we could spend all day doing that.
Oh, we could. We could, that's for sure. Well, listen, we should actually go for a break here, but in a moment, before we go to a break, I want to give you that prediction. I'll give you one of them. Okay.
Let's hear it.
Okay. So hopefully Dawn will get us to a break and we can get a drink and what have you, and I'm going to read this prediction. Okay, the royal family. Now, what I had was there's a huge scandal coming once more, and also I mentioned last year, and it's coming very soon. There's a passing of a monarch. I feel the queen here takes ill. Mm. I made this prediction when I did Nelson Mandela's son. And nobody knew that Nelson Mandela's son had AIDS right to the last week or two before he passed. And the prediction was made well in advance before that. So this came in at the same time, but now I'm getting it very strong again. So there's going to be something with the royal family, and there's much more that's coming with them. There's much more talk and anticipation of problems. And once again, the air is going to get really thick about Lady Diana and the secrets that are kept. Something's coming forward. There's going to be a cover-up that's going to be given out, and we're going to see some turn of events of what has happened in her life leading up to the crash and what's all involved. This all comes to light here in the year 2006. But, you know, we'll take a fast little break.
Oh, before we do, can I give out the number?
Oh, you betcha.
Okay. One, toll-free now. 1-888-268-4313, and that's a toll-free number. That's again 1-888-268-4313 or 281-419-7697 for international calls. Alrighty.
And we'll be looking forward to hearing from you right after this break.
Cool. How long's our break?
I'll be right back with you.
10 minutes?
I think it's about a 5-minute break.
Okay, cool. Five-minute break.
Yeah, we'll see you
then, folks.
Okay.
Bye.
Robbie Thomas, a prolific writer, author of Spirit and the Other Side, has many accomplishments to his name. Robbie has been seen on television and heard on radio around the world, where he has reached out to so many, bringing comfort and joy to those who seek knowledge of life here and on the other side. Robbie can now be heard right here on BBS Radio every Sunday evening, starting at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, to where he will answer your questions of loved ones, dream interpretations, past life readings, and help you better understand the spirit within you. You can purchase Robbie's book, A Link to Heaven, Chat from the Other Sides, from Barnes & Nobles in the United States nationwide, or online at www.barnesandnoble.com. Also, you may purchase a copy of A Link to Heaven, Chats from the Other Side in the Indigo Chapter Kohl's stores in Canada nationwide, or visit online at www.indigo.ca. Coming soon to bookstores near you are Robbie's latest writings, Signs from Heaven. The government of Canada has hailed this to be a truly inspiring work and an essence of spirit, a book that will give you inspirations for your everyday life. Robbie also has many other shows that are scheduled. You can check out those times and listings at www.robbiethomas.net or here at BBS Radio. And you can always forward your comments or letters on to BBS Radio and have the voice of your spirit heard.
And welcome back. Robbie and Rochelle, Rochelle and Robbie. It's home for the holidays, and we're bringing your Christmas and your new. Oh, we have a call.
Very cool.
Yes.
Hello, hello. Welcome.
Hello. Who's this?
This is Rochelle Sparrow and Robbie Thomas.
Hi. How are you doing? I'm strawberry.
Hi, how are you? How are you?
Hi. Hi, Robbie.
How are you doing, hon?
I am very good. I finally got through to your show. It's my first time, and I just wanted to ask you a question, if I may.
Oh, you sure certainly can.
Okay. Can you tell me the name of my spirit guides?
Yes, I can so. I'll tell you what. You know what? Usually I find, like with my wife, she has a male and a female, and usually with women they have a female attached to them, but you have two males attached to you. But you know what? You got a lot of angels around you. Your guides, you got two males, and I'm looking at the one that is named a strong name, like Anthony. Anthony is the name of your first guide. Your second guide, this is going to sound very different, but it's like Cornelius. Cornelius is your second guide.
Can you spell that for me?
Pardon me?
Can you spell it for me?
Cornelius?
Yes.
Okay, let me write it down. Cornelius.
Okay, I'm sure I'll find it. I'm sure I can find that out.
Yeah, but I'll spell it for you. C-O-R. Oh.
All right. C-O-R.
Yeah. N-E. L.
Right.
I.
Right.
L. I.
Right.
And I think it's O-U-S. Cornelius. Is that right, Rochelle? Cornelius.
That sounds right to me. L-I-O-U-S. Right?
Yeah.
Anthony and Cornelius.
Yeah. You have two males. Very strong.
Yes.
And you know what? The one with the funny name, Cornelius, of all names, I'm not making fun of him, but I mean, the one who has the different name that's not very, you know, out there, you get along a strong presence from this individual because there's a lot of things given to you from this male. There's a lot of things that have been given to you that you feel you're having awakening, like more strong, becoming yourself within yourself. This comes from him.
Thank you.
Does that make sense?
Yes. And I also received one other name, Abigail. Do you have a connection with that?
Abigail? No,
right.
I don't have, that might, I know I don't have a connection with Abigail, hon. I wouldn't want to confirm that. I have just the two males, Anthony and Cornelius.
Okay, I received that. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you and Merry Christmas.
All right, to you too. Thank you, Robbie. Thank you very much.
You're
Bye.
Welcome. Yeah, you know, it's amazing. It's you sit there and you get these names, and it's fabulous. Did you pick up anything?
I got John.
You got a John.
Yeah, I got a John that was coming in.
Oh, well, then she has another one.
Yeah.
Because I know she had like a, when she was talking, I had like a lot of angels around her.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And also a dog.
Is that right, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it feels, it's a blonde dog, a medium size.
Well, there you go. That's amazing. That's amazing. I hope she's still listening because this is still going on. It's really good.
Yeah, that is so cool.
Yeah, I know. We have another caller. Merry Christmas.
Hi to you too. Thank you.
You're welcome. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much. So tell me, what would you like Santa Claus to bring you this year?
Oh, see, happiness.
Oh, yes. Isn't that the number one item?
You bet.
Yes.
That is the best thing to have underneath the tree.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think that we could all have that instantaneously by remembering what we are grateful for in our lives.
Amen.
Yeah. That's beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I wanted to talk to Rochelle. I emailed you, Rochelle, and you suggested I call the show.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, so I just have a question. What I asked you on the email was my therapeutic energy and my mother's energy. I wondered how to completely get rid of my mother's energy and keep the therapeutic energy.
Okay, let's see. That's correct.
And I've done a lot of different things through the years and a lot this past year.
Mm-hmm.
And I still have the energy.
Okay, let's see. In this regard, they're going to be lengthy. They're going
say
to
what?
Speak,
I'm sorry?
They're going to speak at length.
Oh, okay.
Only to help you, okay, correct your energy.
Mm-hmm.
So that they're going to work on you energetically as we speak.
Oh.
So that your energy by the end of their reading is going to be changed.
Oh.
So what they're going to do is they're immediately starting to work on your crown chakra and opening up, and they're actually, it feels like, this is, feels like being pulled up from the center of your person right up through your head.
Okay.
So if you feel like this, pulling sensation, I guess is the best way to describe it. That is us working on your energy as we begin to speak and dislodge the mother energy, which is now, okay, resisting, okay, tugging, moving out. However, this energy is survival energy. And no longer needs to be placed within you. She was worried. What they're saying is that she was worried a lot about surviving.
Yes.
And this feels like, I want to say, basic needs.
Mm-hmm.
And that she had difficulty, okay, I understand, hoarding, hanging on to things.
Yes.
Without allowing things to flow in a natural manner with trust and faith in the universe.
Right.
So that you were modeled, it felt like survival instincts. Instead of faith-keeping instincts, which you are now or already processed or processing, I'm getting both those words, into healing energy, therapeutic energy, for yourself, counseling energy came in that your being is quite aware of the differentiation of the energies within you, the two different energies, and that now you are moving towards understanding that survival, these energies from the mother, is no longer necessary for your being. Okay, faith, trust, all those energies are coming in. So that as we speak, this energy is being dislodged and dismantled, literally dismembered from your being. Okay, it feels like something is being cut here. And that by tomorrow evening, you will be free of this energetic pull towards concern. It feels like worry and desire to be free is what is, okay, the catalyst or the instigating this clearing process. So you are correct in the way that you have mantled or managed these particular energies up to now. But as we state, you no longer need their presence for you to continue life is absolutely correct.
Mm-hmm.
For you understand yourself as free and independent person, woman, mm-hmm. and that your freedom is no longer based on sustenance that is present, but is based on sustenance that comes from within.
Mm-hmm.
So as you continue to move out in your life into the world, you will take this sustenance from within and allow yourself to be and to create by bringing in all of what you need with great and correct abundance.
Mm-hmm.
You are free to be yourself, to be loved by the universal flow, which comes to you, which flows to you in great gratitude. You have presented and brought to your being great gratitude and love from your being to your being, so that now you are moving into an area, an arena, which you understand and know that your being is very much loved and capable of loving self. So of course this vital energy is no longer needed, and no longer needed to take away the vitality, which is by your right of the universe to own for yourself.
Mm.
And we say this for you, as well as the others who are listening, who need to hear the exact same message, so that their clearing process is also within your clearing process, because we are all connected to one another energetically in love and caring for one another.
Yes, we are.
We wish you great blessings.
Oh, bless you too. Thank you so much.
God
Thank
bless you.
You.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God bless the guide.
Yeah. You know, hopefully she's still listening, because when you were speaking,
mm-hmm.
and while she was speaking, actually, I had Tierra, and then you said crown chakra, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, wow, because I wrote down, even drew a picture of a Tierra. So, it has two meanings. It has like the actual significance of maybe she has a Tierra.
Mm-hmm.
She actually has one that is kept, but it has the meaning of the spiritual side of the chakra, right?
Right.
And it was just so convenient how it come through. Now, the 19th came up, May come up, and I feel in this month, there's a lot of acknowledgement for her.
Cool.
This is going to be something, like you say, the weight of the sorrow and the explanation of herself trying to become self.
Mm-hmm.
It's all going to change. And you know, there is no real wrong way. There's lessons in life that we all get to. It's the acceptance from within. And we eventually do travel down a certain road that some get there faster than others and some are a little lagging. But you know what? We all get there.
We all get there. I mean, it may take different lifetimes. Who knows? So
that's right.
We're all there together with it. Is somebody on the line?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
I hope you didn't mind our digressing into helping people understand. Yeah.
How are you tonight?
How are you folks doing?
We're doing great. Thank you. How are you? Good?
I'm great. Are you guys having a good holiday season?
Yes.
So
the very best. It's
yes.
just great.
I decided this year to do for others instead of for myself and my family. We've adopted families to help that
oh,
are
fantastic.
Less fortunate.
That is
fantastic.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
The reason I'm calling is I'd like to know what you see for me for this coming year. So I've made some major changes in my life geographically. God really provided me with a great opportunity for a home in the mountains. Everything that I'd wanted for years and years and years, He's given to me. It's unbelievable. And I want to know if there was any messages from the other side on what I do with this property, because I've been told that I'm an Indian shaman from previous lives,
mm-hmm.
and then this was the reason that this property was given to me, was to
yeah,
enhance
Yeah, because immediately
abilities.
What came up as you were talking was healing center.
Mm-hmm.
That's immediately what came up.
Yeah.
A healing center?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. For animals and people, huh?
Well, however you want to make it.
Well, I work with the animals, have for 38 years.
Yeah, I've picked up, when you were talking, I got busy and very and busy, but I'm writing over business over and over and over.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like there's something you're going to do with this land, too. I feel that you're going to be building something on there, or there's plans already, I feel like it's already been talked about, and there's something going to be built on there that is going to be more beneficial for many. So whatever you've done and whatever part of this land you have gotten or acquired,
uh-huh.
there is more to be done. And it feels like there's many that are in the works or in the plans of helping. There's something going to be built there.
Cool.
Uh-huh.
Let's see what the guys are saying here. In this regard, we again will speak at length in that there is trouble only in one way. It feels like financial concern because there isn't any. They're being paradoxical. In other words, don't worry about finances. So that as you begin to build, it feels like extensively, as Robbie was saying, and this is not a small project. This is huge.
Mm-hmm.
You will begin to expand in great number of different avenues and ways. Okay, that's kind of interesting. It feels, okay, thank you. It feels holistic in that you will explore different ideas in terms of the building of the healing center in optimal ways. You will gain entry, okay, into a funding source. This feels like mail and it feels like a business and it feels corporate. And it feels, it's got something to do with pet, like
mm-hmm.
Petco or something of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
So that the funding is going to come. So it's beware and begin to process, okay, I got it. Any ideas or energies that preclude you from understanding that the business aspects will be funded properly. So if you have any blocks in terms of negative ideas about that, they're saying clear them.
Really?
Because what's going to happen is that the funding is available, and it's corporate, and it's corporate structure, and there's something about percentage, and I want to say 5% and 10%, 15% will be built into some kind of contract. Okay, some kind of, okay, it's paper. It's paper contract, and I'm seeing 10 pages. In which the funding source amount will be built in, and it's tied in with the property as some type of collateral or something, so that it is all funded properly. They're saying it's all legal and correct. Okay, got it. Nonprofit agency. So that as you continue to build and expand in the way you want to and wish, it will be the healing center at the end of your life. The way
wow.
you want it. It's going to be passed down.
Wow.
Yeah. And you know, I
took a leap of faith to come here.
That's good.
God bless you.
Yeah, God bless you. You know, when Rochelle was speaking, I'm drawing. And
mm-hmm.
what I'm
so
drawing
cool.
is some, I don't know if you had this in your mind or you've actually had plans and it's already down, but there's, you're going to take from the land. And I feel, I'm looking, the way I drew it was like logs. And one part of a building is going to be like retro. It's going to be reflecting of the past. And you, kettles, I get like kettles, like big, large stones. And there's meanings behind these. And there's going to be stones on the all around in the front area. And there's like a double door. And I'm getting all this. And it's like a path. And the path means something. And each stone or each kettle means something as it goes up to this building. So therefore, this is the healing. This is where this comes from. This must have been a projection from you. You must have thought of this. You might have drawn it out. You might have had plans of this, but this is how it's coming. It's all of wood, but there's other stuff on the other
yeah.
side of it as well. But this is very monumental. This means something, this building. Does that sound right?
Absolutely. In fact, you just described what the front of this home looks like.
Cool.
There you go. There you go. If I would have had the address, I would have come over with a pizza.
Mm-hmm. When I stepped on this property in July, I knew this was it.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Well, God bless you. Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you so
much.
You guys have a wonderful
path.
Holiday season.
Yes, and you're on the right path. You stay steadfast. And like Rochelle, what she was explaining, I feel very strong with you.
Mm-hmm.
There is so much energy in it.
Yep.
You're going to be busy. I don't know how you're going to do this. I really
yeah.
don't.
Yeah.
You will,
Dr. Luis Turi told me the other night, he said, Gayla, you have no idea how powerful you are and what you're here to do. He said, but you will. And it's in the healings, you know.
Yes.
And to continue on with the work that I stopped off, you know, when I had to change bodies and come back.
Oh, you're unbelievable. You have
That's
a lovely
amazing.
Home. I love the picture I drew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it here.
Oh, good.
On top of a mountain.
Well,
thank you
for sharing
God bless you
that
guys.
With me.
Bye.
I really enjoyed that. Thank you for sharing that.
Okay, bye-bye.
Cool.
Bye-bye now.
I wonder where she's from.
You know,
Carolina,
mountainous region.
Yeah,
like
Carolinas.
Oh.
Cool.
That cool. is.
That's very cool.
Hey?
A-A-A.
Do we have a caller?
Do we?
Yes. Yes, we do.
We must be psychic.
You know, I must be. What's going on? Somebody help me.
I'm hearing voices. Medicate me.
Yes, right. Oh, that's funny. Oh, hey, before we take this caller, and
yeah.
the caller's on the air with us, I want to read another prediction for the year 2006.
Cool.
Okay, good. Now, this has to deal with Japan. Now, we're going down the line. It's going to get better, folks, honest, I promise you. But this is what I've seen for Japan. I have major change in the landscape of Japan. They are due. There's something that is actually going to be a continuous plate movement. It's going to happen over a many time period coming up very shortly. And
yeah.
Yes, there's going to, you know, this is sad. There's going to be a major change in the shape of Japan and the way things are. Landscape is going to, crumble. And we're going to have quite a bit of a catastrophe there. This will come, and I do feel it mid-year. I get mid-year.
Yeah.
And the energy from that area is so strong. It makes my insides feel ill, and that's what I get. It was shown to me. It's very sad. There's, you know, Mother Earth always changes,
mm-hmm.
always evolving. We don't want it to happen, and we don't want things to be in this form, but this is one that's coming up as well, and I make that prediction here tonight.
Yeah, and as you were talking, I was getting tsunami energy. As soon as you started to talk, that's exactly what came in.
Yes,
so,
yes, yes.
Oh, you know
much.
What? Along with that came Northwest energy.
Yes. Yes.
So that's interesting. So this is going to affect the northwestern United States?
Yes.
You think so? Is that what without the words,
I
didn't quite know.
I didn't want to scare Dawn, but you want me to read what else I wrote down? California. There's, I predicted the quake last year in California, and
mm-hmm.
it was right on. It was in my other site. Again, I got it. I thought maybe, no, this just can't be right. I follow the water line. It shows me. It actually takes me like I'm on a plane, and I'm
mm-hmm.
following the water line.
I understand that.
I'm going right down the Bay Area. I'm going all in this area. It's all followed. I don't know what plates are in that area,
mm-hmm.
but they run right along that area. It's going to go long. It transcends from Japan, whatever happens in Japan. And the exact wording I had is this happens almost at the same time.
Yeah, there's something about the Northwestern, and then, okay, I'm just asking them, thank you. And then it moves inland, like down the Andreas Fault.
Yeah.
Okay.
July, August time, that's the timeline I got. That's mid-year.
Okay. Okay, just be aware of it.
Yeah.
I asked if there was like a major loss of life.
There's quite a bit of destruction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People need to be aware of it so that they can be sensitive. Okay, thank you. I wanted to know how we can help. Okay, this is what I'm getting in terms of how we can help. People need to become aware of the earth changes. And that's interesting that, you know, we're coming to this, because that's the very first thing when you asked me about what are we going to talk on the show today.
Yeah.
I got earth changes.
Yes.
So that came in real strong. So let's see what they have to say. So people need to be sensitive about the earth around them and send out the vibration of gratitude and love, and just note whatever. Okay. Sensitive in terms of the earth atmosphere. So people can become really aware and be open to the earth around them, especially in the locality. And I told you I was up in Payson today, and I was outside, and I haven't seen trees for a long time because I live in the desert. They immediately started talking to me. So just be aware of the earth, and that it does speak to you, and that you can communicate with it, because it will respond to you by consideration of you if you speak directly to your surroundings. So just be aware of that, folks. Just be open to the area, that's the land you are on, because you can communicate with it.
Yes.
Yep.
Good one, Rochelle. Good one.
And I need more of those drugs, don't I, Rob?
Yeah.
To calm down those voices in my head while I'm out there talking to the trees.
We have a caller with us.
Yes, okay. Hello.
Hello, and how are you?
I'm fine. Hello, Robbie and Rochelle. How are you doing?
Fantastic.
Thank you. We are doing great.
Great, great show. I've been listening, and you guys are doing a really terrific job.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. We do good.
Yes,
we
do.
We have a good partnership.
Yes.
Good.
She's the boss.
He's the boss.
Well, my name is Nadja, and I have, unfortunately, lately, have been having a lot of obstacles in my career, and I wanted to know if whether or not I always feel like it's me, I'm doing something wrong, or I've missed an opportunity, because things go really, really great. I go on an interview, and then at the last moment, it's like I'm told before I go, like, I'm in, and I really think I'm going to get it, and I get good vibes. Then at the last moment, someone else is picked. And I don't know if I'm, I really don't know what the problem is, and I don't know if, like I said, if I'm doing something wrong or...
No, you know, what I'm getting while you're talking, I'm listening to you, hon, it's just, I'm getting March 11th. Now, I don't know what March 11th is to you, but March 11th is coming, and when... It's very strong for you. There's something good coming on March 11th for you, career-wise. Also, it's a date. I don't know what's significant about it because I wrote it down big. So March 11th, right around the 11th of March, is very big for you.
I don't know. Maybe March 11th, I've been searching for a job since March of 2005.
Have you?
Yeah.
I wrote it big. So it's significant to you this March. So you've been looking for a job since March.
Yes.
It's going to be very funny for you because come this March, there's going to be big change. Funny how that is, but
yeah.
That's what I get for you. So this March coming, there's going to be a little filler coming in between now and then, but this March coming is going to be your turn. It's going to be a very good turn. Also, I got some bad energy from somebody, mm-hmm. like, clashing, or they're just, they're not there. You know what I mean? They're not on your side.
That's true.
If it's just, you know, personality clash or what have you, but I got bad energy from that. And I don't know if that's from trying to get into a career or your other job, sorry.
I just graduated school, and I think you're picking up on my dean.
Okay.
He really doesn't like me.
Is that right?
Yeah, and we have a long history. I follow my intuition. He wants me to do certain things. He doesn't think outside the box.
Right.
He always wants me to stay within the box, but my intuition leads me outside the box.
Yeah.
And so I go against him, and he doesn't like that.
Do you feel that this individual has more, okay, now I'm not assuming, because I don't assume anything. I'm saying this is what is true in coming my feelings. Do you feel this individual, and you probably, and I'm getting that you thought of this, has his hands in things a little bit more than he should?
Yes.
Yeah, and you know what? He does. He does. And you know what? Somehow, somewhere down the line, very shortly, his hands are going to get stung. And
I hope so.
Yeah.
I'm very polite and respectful towards him. The only thing I've done wrong per se is not take his advice. So
you can't control people.
Exactly. So I guess I've hurt his ego.
Yeah, you did. You stepped on him like the big time.
Because he is.
And you know what, hon? I'm going to tell you. Kudos for you. Because this individual cannot go around trying to control people's lives. It goes beyond this. And I know you can read between the lines. I don't really have to get into it. But this individual does not have a right to invade your personal life. And he's got his hands in it more than one way. He's trying.
And he's very sneaky. He always, in front, when we have meetings together in the past, he's always said, he nods his head, he says, okay, he lets me go, and I really do feel like behind my back, it's a different story.
You're right. Go with your gut instinct,
yes.
And like I said, I don't assume anything, I just tell it how it is, and it comes to me, and he does have his hands in too much. So it will happen very shortly for you. It's funny. We're talking like this. And I got to tell you this. I've seen this before. So what I'm going to tell you is give you this advice.
Okay.
When you go to your interviews, ask to see if they have any, just say, can I see if you had any references or any information or someone you would like to talk about that, you know, I have questions about or you have any concerns about? And I'm going to guarantee you, his name's going to come up. Okay?
Okay.
All right? It's almost like, I want to say, he had something for you, and you kind of shot him down. You know what I'm saying? Like that type. He's got his hands in there. You heard his ego.
I've heard his, but it really wasn't the right thing for me to do for what he told me. It's not like I did it on purpose. It's just that when you hear bad advice or you think something's not for you, you don't do it.
That's right.
So,
you don't go by what other people want. You go by what you want.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you know what?
If I followed his advice right now, I would be very, very unhappy. I mean, I'm unhappy now because I don't have a job, but I would be a different kind of miserable.
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. But come, hon, come March. It's going to be full circle. And I wrote it down huge, March 11th, so that's probably when it all started for you.
And then you said there's a filler in between?
Yeah, there's something coming in between. It's going to be very short-lived, but when March comes, you're going to be able to step from this, right after here Christmas, from this little filler-in job type thing. It's already been talked about. I don't know if somebody said, hey, you know, would you want to come work over here for a little bit?
Yes, someone did say that, but they're like, yeah, they've put me on hold.
Okay,
so
that's
going to
happen. And it'll be like a little filler type thing, and then come March, you're going to be able to step out of that and be you.
Wow, and be, I know this is something, it is a filler. It's not something that I really want to go into, but I'm now thinking of bills and, you know, life, real life.
Yep.
So I figured I should take anything and then follow what I truly feel like I should do later.
Yeah, you're going to be fine.
Sounds like a plan.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know Rochelle picked up some stuff.
Yeah, I did. The first energy I picked up was protection. So let's see what they have to say about that. In that, she's been protected by her stronger sense, of integrity. in which there has been, it feels like, movement and conflict against her. Okay, so they're repeating a lot of what Robbie was saying, in that now is the time that she is beginning to, it feels like, to reassess finances. Okay, so again, okay, they're just confirming what you're saying. Let me ask them if there is something that is an addition to what Robbie said. In this regard, we will speak, feels like, at length, in that she is now moving into a position of power, I want to say administration, in that she is moving toward graduation, in that, and I'm never quite sure where this falls in time, past, present, or future, in that she is now considering what is needed for her resume to be optimum, so that there's a reassessment or a period of reevaluation, and she will look closer at what is occurring. I want to say on the resume, and they're reiterating what you said with the references, so that now is the time, but there's also something along with that. Okay, something that is hidden there, and it feels like some information in the background that is not clear to me. So that indicates to me that it's hidden. Okay, so let's see what they have to say. In that, okay, thank you. Okay, so this is what they're talking about here with you, Robbie, and what you were saying. There's gossip here. There's something about gossip.
Oh.
And that the gossip is prevailing in stronger way than what you think and what you've noted to think has an effect. So that now is the time to move into, it feels like, stronger position. Okay, an area of protection. Okay, so that's what they started out with, the protection energy. And to have you come to a place of resignation or resigning whatever conflictual energies that you may have that are public or in public display somehow. And I want to say, when they said public display, there's something written here in writing. Okay, newsletter, there's something, it felt like newsletter, there's something written, news, there's something news and written together that energy is. And that as you come to a place of understanding that you no longer need to validate your own being self in your own integrity, you will move forward in protecting yourself by not making your views publicly or widely known. So that, okay, so they're saying protect yourself by doing that, not making your views publicly or widely known, so that your being is forthright only in silence when there is an accusal, and it feels like an attack along with that energy and conflict, so that all seems benign without your interference of any, okay, defensive maneuvers or anything stated at all. So here we are recommending, it feels like, silence as the best way to protect self, and it feels like to stop the rumors.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, don't fuel the rumors. Okay. And
and
ask for the references. So I guess if something does come up during an interview and I ask for the references and people have questions, it is better to get it out in the open, what they've heard, and I can explain my side, or I don't know, or I could tell them it's untrue.
Well, what they're saying is be silent. So let's see what they have to say about that.
Okay.
In that silence is correct, and just fuel their energy by stating what you know to be truth for your own being in terms of the positive for what you truly are about you. This is about your attributes about who you are as a person,
okay,
how you get along with other people, how you are a team builder and a team player,
yes,
how you listen to other people,
Okay. How you take into other people's account in terms of their viewpoints, and how you present yourself as very personable and friendly. So
okay.
That's what they're saying, build yourself up as without comment about the other.
Okay. All right.
Very good.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Well,
I thought it was something I was doing. I really did. I thought I was off life's path and I was doing something wrong.
No. You're fine. Just like Rochelle said, build yourself up. We know the cause now, and your gut instinct is proper. Trust your gut, and you'll be fine.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Wow. It's funny how people can actually go in and molder in other people's business.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it had to be brought forth. She was sensing it. She was feeling it. Validation is a big thing. And when people do get that, it gives them that extra oomph to, you know, knowing what's wrong. And then now they can build on that. So now she can actually turn around and go, yes, I know I can build on me. I know it's wrong. Oh, we have another caller.
Cool. Hello.
Merry Christmas.
Hello. What's your name?
Hello. Karen from Ohio.
Hi, Karen from Ohio.
How can we help you today? How can we be of service?
We
have the dynamic duo at your disposal.
I know. You guys are just great. I love your interaction together.
Oh,
we do well, don't we? We're just a good fit.
Yes.
We're like an old shoe.
Wait, I'm not old.
Well, I'm not a shoe either, but you know, we're still like that. We're still like an old shoe. We're just a good, comfortable fit with one another.
Yes, yes. I still
really
say I'm 25.
Yeah, I've been saying I'm 23. See that?
Yeah.
You see, no wonder we're a good fit.
Yeah.
There you go.
We're both delusional.
Yeah, and she thinks we're nuts.
No, I don't.
I am 23. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, I have my son's black lab. And I just wanted to ask.
He's 49. You hear my daughter? She's 49. Anyway, I'm sorry to interrupt. Okay.
Well, I just wanted to know if you could tell me if she wants to stay with us or how she feels, because she's very hyper and he can't have her right now. And I don't know if we should look for another home for her, if she would calm down eventually and accept being here, what she wants or what's bothering her.
You know what I'm picking up?
Mm.
I feel the energy and the feelings from, you said it was a lab, right?
Right.
Yeah. I feel that she feels cornered. Why? Does she go sit in a corner a lot?
Well, they kept her in a cage a lot.
See, okay. So she feels, this is how she feels. She feels that cornered. And now that's stuck in the mindset, and I'm getting this. It feels like I'm lonely, and this is how it is. And I'm also getting this now, that you can bring this out of her. You can bring this out. You can show her the love. Give her time. You're going to see a big change. I feel so, like, down. And so, do you feel that, Rochelle?
Yeah, when you say cornered, yeah. And along with that, Robbie, it feels like she's scared. And God bless her. And she's also, it feels like, oh, thank you. All right. Okay, thank you. Anticipating demise, I got. But she's also scared, but it also, okay, thank you. But she's not scared of anticipating the demise. There's something separate there. But there's a lot of fear energy. But go ahead, Robbie, and then I'll bring in what I'm getting after you're done.
Okay. I feel like not only that they kept her in a cage, but that's a form of abuse. But there was more abuse. I don't know if certain actions that you do, you can see that or relate through the way that she acts. So in time, she's going to come around. I can see this and feel this. there, you know, you can never give enough love. Mm-hmm. And they are like family.
Mm-hmm.
Keep doing what you're doing. This will fade in the mindset. It just seems like it was a very horrific way. I feel I was cornered. So you say you're in a cage, so I feel like I was trapped. I was pushed into a place where I had no say. I had nothing. This is the energy. This is the feeling I'm getting from her. Love her up. Love her lots. It's going to change. You will see.
Okay. Black labs are really close to my heart. I happen to have one. I'm just a lab person. But let's see what the guides and the energies are here. In that, she wants, okay, she's very close to you and she wants to discuss with you whether or not to leave. And she wants to know if you are going to be okay. If she loves you and then leaves. Okay, loves you and then leaves. Okay, right. Is that what you mean?
I think it's because when they would bring my granddaughter over, I would have them bring the dog too. And then when they pick my granddaughter up, they would pick the dog up too.
Okay, so loves you and then leaves. That's what I kept getting. Okay, and I was asking the guys what all that was. And I got something before that. What was that? Okay, great. Thank you. Image it. In other words, the way that you communicate, thank you, is words as well as images. So
yes,
when you talk to her, she understands you very clearly, actually, which
mm-hmm.
just came in. Image back to her that you will be okay if she chooses to go. She's not quite ready yet. She is more willing, it feels like, in a month, and then I got a year. So that there's going to be a transition time.
You mean die?
I'm sorry?
You mean die?
Well, there's going to be a transition time that she's going to make that choice.
Mm-hmm.
And she will want to know whether or not you are okay. That is the main concern that she has.
I wonder if she's thinking that because of my cat that just left and never came back.
And your cat just what?
I had a cat, Joey, that just took out the back door, but before he took out the back door, I hear in my head, I'm going to the woods and I'm never coming back. And he never did come back.
Oh, okay.
And that
he
was
feels
fine.
The loss, or she feels the loss.
Hmm.
Yeah, they sense, and I'm getting, very emotional here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting back and I'm just getting the feel for it, and I know, Rochelle, you're feeling the same thing. I feel
right.
very emotional.
Yeah, me too.
You know? But yeah, in time, right? That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
God bless you.
But staying here with us, would you rather stay here with us or go back and should I quit trying to?
No, I think you should make a permanent stay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, let me put it this way. Would you like to go back and forth?
No.
No. I think that she wants to stay. I really do. There's a lot of love there and wants to break out. Yeah. Stay. And I'm telling you, you're going to love it. You will.
Well, she yelped when she was real quiet, but when I got on the phone to call you, she was making yelp. She was starting to yelp. So my husband put her outside.
Oh, she's beautiful. She's beautiful. I can feel the energy. And I think what she was trying to say is, you know, like I'm telling you, love her. Love her lots.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Puppy power.
Yeah, puppy power. God bless all the puppies.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, all God's creatures, right?
That's right. Dog spelled backwards is God.
That's right.
Did you two want another break? Or did you
yes,
okay.
Hey, Robbie?
Yes.
Where are we?
Are we still alive? Yes, we are.
Okay.
You know what?
Well, I just wanted to give out our number again. This is
sure.
Robbie Thomas. and Rochelle Sparrow. We've combined our two shows tonight, the Rochelle Sparrow Psychic Connection and Robbie's new show, which just came on board. Congratulations, Robbie.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And it is A Link to Heaven with Robbie Thomas. And we've combined them tonight for this wonderful special. And the phone numbers here, toll-free, are 1-888-268-4313. That, again, is 1-888-268-4313 or 281-419-7697 or www.bbsradio.com live in our chat room. Here we are.
Yes. And we're going to take a fast break, and we'll be back with the electrifying Rob and Rochelle.
That's right.
That sounds right, doesn't it?
That sounds very cool.
And you know what? I'm going to have another prediction when we get back.
Cool, cool, cool.
Cool. So we'll see you on the flip side, and give us, what, 5 minutes?
That sounds great.
That sounds good. Okay, we'll see you then. Welcome back, Rochelle.
Welcome back, Robbie. And this is, we're having such a fantastic show. Thank you so much. And
thank you for having me.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
This is just so wonderful.
It is.
And again, I want to give that number out. And Robbie, you may want to jot this down as well. It's 1-888-268-4313. Or 281-419-7697 for international calls. And thank you, Mary Sutherland. I just want to say thank you again for having us on www.burlingtonnews.net. And I'm going to take one more call, folks, and call it an evening. And I just want to thank Robbie. Oh, Robbie, you are just phenomenal. Thank
you're
you
wonderful.
So
you're
much.
Wonderful. You just make this show. You really do. Thank you for coming tonight. We just made Christmas.
We did. Thank
yes.
you so much.
Thank you, hon. And we have a caller.
All right.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you guys?
Fantastic. And how are you?
I'm doing great. This is Angela. And I was just wondering if you could tell me what's coming up for me in this new year.
Sure, sure. Okay, good. Well, you know, when you asked me that right away, I got automobile. So I don't know if you're in the hunt for a new automobile, but there's an automobile. Have you been in the hunt for a new automobile?
I'm trying to sell one.
Are you? Well, there's one, oh my goodness, really shortly, right after New Year's here. I would say probably the 15th of January. Is a good date, and also I see a new automobile. So the automobile being sold, you have automobiles, right?
Yes, I have two right now.
Yeah, so getting rid of one. So that'd be it, but I see something new coming as an automobile. So the automobile that you're going to sell will be sold in around January, the middle of January, and there's something new coming. Very good, very good. Also, paying off a debt. There's something about paying off of a debt. And this will come, there's something coming up in the line of money for you. It's not too often to get this, but there's a line of money coming for you.
That's always good.
Yeah, that is always good, but I hardly ever get this for people. But there's a line of money coming for you. It's going to be coming in, the, I don't know what April means to you, but it falls right in that month, which is significant.
Okay.
And it falls right in the beginning area of April, I would say 3-4. So I don't know what 3-4 means to you, but April 3-4, that comes in that area for you. It's money. and you're going to be able to get rid of some debt. There's something hanging over, and it's going to take that burden away from you. That's what I got for you.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Robbie.
You're welcome.
All right. Let's see. That's correct. She's now in the process. It feels like renegotiating, and I got loan energy. It feels like lower interest rates, and that she's going to become involved in more financial abundance. So that dilemmas surrounding finances are going to dissipate, but this feels like at a rapid rate. So all these concerns, it feels like thoughts, worries around finances are going to dissipate. Okay, yes. In that, okay. The number 3 is coming in. I got 300, something about 300. In that, there will be more, it feels like cash distribution coming to her as something about a reward. So that she too, bonus. So that she too, then I got Christmas energy with that. So that she too will be more financially secure, it feels like, for the coming year. So that all is in alignment financially is correct.
Yeah.
Sounds very good.
And, you know, I got the name Deb or Deborah, and something about someone coming to visit. And...
That was a good laugh. Trust me, that was a good laugh.
Okay. Poof, you scared me.
No, another friend that's listening to the show was making comments, and it happens to be her.
Pardon me?
Another friend that's listening to the show as well was making comments, and that was her.
Oh, really? Okay, well, there you go. There's, tell her she's going to come visit you then. That's what I'm getting. So you tell her she's going to go. She has to, because of what he just said. That is so funny. Well, you know what? That's cool. And it's going to happen. Are you trying to help her come to you?
I haven't told her this, but I would, yes.
Okay, but you had that in your mind, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Tell her that. Because this is what's coming, hon. You're going to have a fantastic Christmas. Wow. Mm-hmm. From the heart, you're a very heartfelt individual. Very, very solid. I like that. I'm not just saying because of me, but I mean, I like that in a person. God bless you. Merry Christmas to you. I don't know if Rochelle has any more for you.
Well, we will be doing more shows like this. So feel free to call in and we will share the information that comes to us. But right now, Robbie, I have to sign off.
Yes, you know, Rochelle, thank you so much, hon. You're a delight. This was just one awesome show. I'm sure the listeners just loved it. You can catch Rochelle at 6 Central to 7 Central every Sunday. And she is one phenomenal individual. Thank you, hon.
Thank you, Robbie. And you're one phenomenal individual, too.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And together, we're phenomenal people.
That's right. We're the dynamic duo. We'll have to change the name of the radio show. Now.
Yes, we'll have to change it to Us Two Phenomenal People.
You got it.
Oh, that's funny. Listen, you have a wonderful night, hon.
You too.
And caller, God bless you.
God bless you. And God bless you all out there. I love you all. And have very happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Thank you all. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye now. Well, that was very pleasant, folks. She's one pleasant lady. She's so beautiful. I'm so happy that she did this show with me tonight. It's fantastic. Oh, we have a caller. Merry Christmas, and how are you?
Okay, thank you.
Do you have a question?
Hi, this is Julia, and I was calling to see what the year ahead holds for me.
Okay. Do you mind if I read a prediction first?
No, go ahead.
Okay. you're gonna be my co-host for a minute.
Okay.
Cool. All right. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna put us on the good side. Enough of the bad stuff. We got some good stuff here. And I'm going to reach into my pocket here. I'm going to pull out stem cell research, folks. Really pay attention to this one because it'd be more freely given with many miracles to follow in 2006. I know there's been a lot of talk about it and nobody knows exactly when, leaking out here and there, but in 2006 there's going to be something really drastically happening. I'm not just saying this because I'm Canadian, but there's the Canadian researchers will make a great breakthrough in the diabetes diseases in 2006. There's going to be a great established foundation that's coming up here in 2006 that will move to a final cure in 2007 and 2008. It's going to be a stepping stone, but this is going to happen. Doesn't that sound cool?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, that is just tremendous. That is fantastic. And, you know, it's always good to give good news rather than the bad news, so we'll probably end all those predictions on a good one right after we find out for you. Now, yeah, this year, somebody really sick around you.
Yes, my grandmother is.
Okay, you know what? Hard caring. Do you feel burdened by this?
Yes.
Okay, you know what, hon? We're going to do something here, and we're going to do this, and we're going to make you feel really good. You had a journal. I don't know what you did with it, but you know what? We're going to start a new one. And I want you to write down every day good thoughts about her, good thoughts about you, and give it a title. Say, today's title is My Grandma. I know it may sound corny, but we're going to do this. The next day is I Love My Grandma, I Love Me, and then I Love Me. And pretty soon it'll be every other day. And every third day, every fourth day, and then you're going to find that you're going to pick yourself up. You're going to have the right attitude. You're going to feel good about yourself. I know it's sad, and it really does hurt to see her like this. We all know that the inevitable happens, and we all go through life with change. It crosses your mind a lot, and it creates a lot of worry. For now, don't worry about this for this year, okay?
Okay.
Okay? I want you to think good thoughts. Now, coming in your way, there's a male, like a friend that I'm looking at what I'm drawing on paper and I'm talking to you, and it feels like I'm from many roads ago. So, like, there's a friend or a male friend that is... Actually, there's been talk about him, and this person will come to light soon, within the year, very shortly here. It'd be like, you know, very nice to see you, that type thing. Is this right?
Okay.
Does this sound proper?
I can't think of anybody right at the second.
Okay, but there's a male, and it's going to be like, you know, a very close attachment that you had with this individual before. I don't think it's like love before. It was like good friendship, okay? And
okay.
It's going to be something that's really good. It's going to also bring out the loving and beautifulness inside you out more and make you feel good. That's going to be good. And also, have you been trying to get a job? Because
yes. Oh, geez, yes.
Yeah, I see a job. And it's like, hooray, finally, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, it comes. February is your month, and I'm getting end of February. So we'll say March, beginning of March. So
okay.
I get like the end of February and the beginning of March. This is when it comes. There's going to be a call before then, but it's to do with this, and that's the timeline for you. Does that sound good?
You said there was going to be a call, and I didn't catch what you said. After.
Yeah, that's the timeline. That's the timeline.
Okay.
It'll be around end of February, beginning of March. There'll be a call about this, and like I said, you'll be going to go, finally. You know, you're going to have that relief, like, yeah.
Yeah. Wow, great.
Yeah. And things go well, so enjoy your Christmas. God bless you. And,
thank you so much. God bless you, too.
And keep smiling. The angels smile upon you, hon.
Well, thank you. Oh, I almost forgot. I'm the guides.
Oh, your guides' names?
Yes, please. I'm sorry.
Okay, no, that's okay.
The last minute when you said angels, it's like, oh, yeah.
And then, no, not a problem. Okay, I get Cecilia as one guide. Cecilia. That's a nice name.
Yeah.
Yeah. but very wise, very older, very wise. Now, I'll tell you this right away. Your judgment has been dead on many times and very, where it's not, oh, okay, I knew it. No, it's like, yeah, I knew it. And it was like drawn out inside you. You knew. This comes from her.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
Because I have a little owl and you said wise.
Right.
Like a wise old owl.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just looking at the owl.
Oh, there you go. Name your owl Cecilia.
Excellent.
There you go. There
All
you
right.
Go.
Thank you so much. You have a wonderful holiday.
You too, hon. God bless you.
God bless you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, people, I've got another prediction, and this is a good one. Let's look at our economies for both sides of the border, for America and Canada. Now, stock markets for this year were kind of struggling up and down. The year before, you know, up and down. They had their moments. But the stock markets for 2006 are going to bounce. This is a refreshing and resurgence in the tech area, the medical sectors and the tech area. There will be a joining of many small biotech firms to large ones. There's going to be a resurgence in this area. Also, what I get is the economics are going to run strong, like fuel. They're going to find fuel. It's going to be coal, sulfur-free, wind-generated electrical sources. This all comes into play faster than we thought would be 5 years down the road or what have you. This comes sooner. The communications within the next 1 to 2 years, like, now picture this. We see them on television, holograms and stuff like this. I've gotten shown this, where it's going to be not exactly like that, where you can see an actual hologram of a person standing in front of you, but we're getting close. And we certainly are. We're going to start to see that stuff. It's going to become more evident in the small stuff and the projections through pictures and the phones and stuff. We're going to get that more often, where they can project it onto the wall and stuff. We're going to get this type of thing. Major medical breakthroughs.
Robin?
Yes.
I hate to interrupt you, but I'm wondering, the phone's still going off the hook. Do you how do you want to do this? Do you want to take one more call or no more calls or...
Yeah, we'll take one more call.
Okay.
Just let me finish a sentence.
You got it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, folks, and what we're going to do is a medical major breakthrough here. I'll get through this really quick here. Certain operations for the heart, liver, and kidney are actually going to be helped out in this respect through these hologram-type medical procedures and the biotech and the technology part of it from the joining of these two sectors. It's going to shorten the recovery times, and I see that people are going to have shorter stays in the hospital. This is all coming. It's more so than, it'll be like a breakthrough, and people are going to go, wow, this is really good. Less pain, what have you. We're going to have time for one more caller, and we'll get a question or two from them.
Hi, Robbie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to say God bless you.
God bless you. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you.
And so how did you like the show tonight?
Well, I haven't really been listening. My wife has been listening, and I just come in. So
you got on.
Been over my sons.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad you got on. I'm glad you got on. Do you have a question for me?
Yeah, I wanted to ask about we've got a cat by the name of Little Paws he's got a big belly, and he's also got a sore on his side. I was wondering if you could give me some...
Okay, could you just speak up a bit, a little bit? I couldn't hear you.
Sure. We've got a house cat. His name is Little Paws.
Okay.
And he's got, like, a big belly.
Yeah.
And he's also got a sore on his side.
Yeah.
I mean, he's really a great cat, but...
Have you had him in? I feel like there's a growth there.
No, we haven't had him in recently. We've had him in when we first got him, but...
Yeah, take him in. There's, I feel it's going to be benign, but there's a growth there.
Okay.
All right? It really bothers them. I know it's soft to the touch, and not even if you notice the way the animal addresses laying on certain sides or positions, it's very difficult. And what I'm getting is, yeah, there's a growth there. Take the animal in. It's benign, not to worry, and they will be able to help.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
God bless you.
You too.
Have a great Christmas.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, people, and all you fabulous people at that, I want you all to have a very merry, merry Christmas. I thank you for listening to the show. You are wonderful. I thank Rochelle Sparrow from the bottom of my heart. She is wonderful. I thank Don Newsom for putting such a show together. This was just, well, we're going to have to do this again. And I think what we're going to do is we're actually going to combine both shows once a month and bring it to you. And you bring it to us because it's all about us. It's down-to-earth realism. It's all about people. It's about us. And I thank you again from the bottom of my heart. I wish everybody a merry, merry Christmas and a happy new year. God bless.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.